When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Everybody, happy Friday. Chucky's with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. You can listen to us on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, November 8th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle. Is your mic on? Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
Hello, everybody. Good morning. There happy Friday to all.
And Jason Bishop is here.
What's up? Happy Friday. Happy football Friday.
It is a football Friday, a huge Friday for your Commanders fans getting ready for the Steelers game on Sunday. Can Washington get to 8-2? We will be talking about it throughout the show, but we're going to sprinkle in some Hokies talk. Bill Roth's going to join us, the voice of the Hokies. He'll jump on at 6:45.
How was, by the way, you weren't at that game, right? When they...
Which game?
The last game. You were not at it, were you?
No, because I didn't want to go to Syracuse.
Okay, so...
I'm going to the Clemson game.
So you probably didn't listen to Roth, right? You probably watched it on TV.
I watched it on TV.
I was just wondering, but like, was he outwardly questioning at the time?
I don't know. We'll have to ask
why they didn't use the timeouts.
He'll have to ask.
So we'll talk to Bill Roth coming up at 6:45. It's a Friday. John Feinstein joins us. Also, Scott Abraham from ABC7 will join us at 9 o'clock as we get into Commanders versus the Steelers. I already put up the poll of the day. Who wins? Our Scotty's Vodka poll of the day. You can vote at Junks Radio. Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, love throughout the DMV. Mm-hmm. You got the Steelers, you got Washington. What do you think the early lean is?
I'm going to say, I mean, it's a very pro-Commanders crowd, obviously.
55-45.
I was about to say 55%.
55-45.
I haven't even checked. I'm going to say 70% Commanders.
Well, if you just put the thing out, I mean.
I put it up actually like 20 minutes ago. 62% Commanders.
Okay.
All right. In between.
So some confidence.
Split the difference.
Kind of a toss-up.
I was on with Grant and Danny yesterday during the Beltway Blitz, and they asked me who was going to win, and I was non-committal. I was on the fence.
You couldn't pull a trigger?
I couldn't. I hadn't made my pick yet. I'm right down the middle at this point. I don't know who to pick.
We'll make our picks later in the show. Also, we have our weekend parlay. Should shout out Surfside. EB and I were out at Sports and Social in what they call North Bethesda, but we know it as Rockville.
Yeah, Rockville.
At Pike and Rose.
1,000% Rockville.
Really nice spot. I've never been there. It's kind of across from Summerhouse, if you're familiar with Pike and Rose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
really nice spot. Shout out to their general manager, Jose Bari, and their operation manager. Name a very famous white Hall of Fame basketball player.
Larry Bird.
That's his name, Larry Bird. That's
his real name.
Larry Bird.
Wow, that's a good name.
Awesome got old name. School business cards
it's
here.
It's not like Lawrence Bird. It just says Larry Bird on his.
It's B-Y-R-D.
Oh, okay.
But still, his that's name is Larry Bird.
Larry Bird.
Now, the Surfside guys are awesome. Our local reps, obviously, Bobby. And there's a guy, Jeff, that I may have met once or twice mm-hmm. before. Who's I think he's like the Montgomery County rep or the D.C. rep, whatever.
Yeah, he's a Montgomery County guy. Like, back in the day, he was telling me he used to work at, like, Tommy Joe's.
I think it was in Olney. He's actually a member of Norbeck.
Oh, right. Very good.
But super nice guys. Great time. A lot of people came out to say hello. We had some buddies that came out. It was really nice.
Yeah, shout out to the Bauman brothers.
Bauman's
Our
came
boy
out.
Bubba.
Bubba was there.
Did a card game
My guys,
break
Ryan
out?
And Eric. No,
the Baumans were there?
They are desperate for a card game this Thanksgiving.
They are so desperate.
I mean, the first thing they're doing is hounding me about hosting.
Literally
hounding me.
It is the most gambling-centric family I've ever met in my life.
No one loves to gamble more than
Nobody's
the Baumans.
Nobody's got more gambling.
It was only two of three.
Okay.
Yeah, the worst gambler of the three won there.
Even with two of the three, those guys love them gamble. So,
but I don't know what the parents fed them, but yeah, some sick degens in that family.
Were they the pitching pennies in the corner?
Probably. They are sick of degens.
But they're great. The Surfside guys are great. I know. I think, JP, did you bring the Surfsides for Valdez and everything?
I did. So, yeah, I felt emboldened from Mike Marr. When he mm-hmm. said last week that basically Surfside sponsored his birthday shindig yes. at his sure. house. I have a 24-man golf Ryder Cup thing Ooh. In West Virginia tomorrow.
Okay.
And I was emboldened and texted Bobby and said, hey, do you got any cases laying around that you could throw in JP's trunk?
Right.
And then he texted me back. He's like, yeah.
Yeah.
There's six cases. Oh. And then Eric took a case, and JP has a party on Saturday,
yeah.
so he took a couple cases. So
nice.
The crew's going to be well lubricated.
You didn't have to do that. It's really nice of you to do that. So you know what I mean. You're showering everybody with Surfsides.
Well, I hype them up all the time.
Yeah,
and then all my friends are just too lazy, or it's just in one ear out the other.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if I physically bring them to them, I'm gonna get them addicted. I'm basically giving 23 other people crack.
Right, you're the pusher.
Yes.
Couple things there. First of all, Jeff brought in another Surfside head cover for your boy.
Oh, you got it.
Very good. So I'm back.
I don't put it on your hybrid.
I'm just going to put it on my driver.
Can you not lose it this time?
I won't lose it, promise.
Yeah, good.
So that was wonderful. He mentioned to me, he's like, yeah, Valdez, he just went on a golf thing last week. He's like, or last month, he goes, does he just do golf trips all the time? He goes, yeah. What kind of life's this guy living?
Yeah, I go, basically on tour.
Yes, that's pretty much what
he's semi-pro, that guy.
Trying to get to the senior tour.
So then, you know, he heard me ask for the strawberry lemonade, so he gave me a case of, not the variety pack. Variety pack's fine, but I'm just a strawberry lemonade guy right now. So he gave me a case of the strawberry lemonades only.
I found out you can get a case of strawberry lemonade in D.C., but in Maryland, it's just the starter packs, or vice versa.
I know,
I'm not exactly
on
sure.
It. Apparently, I got to pound Jeff.
Yeah,
I mean, take that for what it's worth. I have to pepper him with texts or whatever to make that happen.
Do that.
But anyway, I get home right, and I put the Surfsides. I didn't know what to do with it. I had my hands full of stuff, so I just put it on my bar near my stuff, and just so happens, coincidentally, my son has came home last night. There's a party. One of the lacrosse guys. I don't know. Bunch of guys are in town, so he's going to be in town for a few days. Might even be in town for the week. I can't stay up for him. He doesn't get home until 10:30. My wife crawls into bed around 11:30, kind of wakes me up, and she goes, oh, yeah, you know, Keenan and I forget the other guy, Kurt, that came in, and I gave him some of your Surfsides.
What? How many?
They weren't even there for like an hour.
I said, those things will get 20 minutes.
Those things will get crushed in an hour.
20 minutes, and she said, yeah, I gave him a 4-pack. I gave Kurt a 4-pack.
Yeah.
I mean, fine. They're great kids. I love them. Uh-huh. But I've been literally
just got them.
I just got them.
You're going to have to hit up your boy again.
You're giving away my booze.
You got to pound Blicky again.
Jeff.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff. Like, what are you doing?
Well, Bobby.
I think she just didn't like seeing him in the house. You know what I mean? She's just trying to get rid of stuff.
Bobby brought the cases, and I had told him a couple weeks ago. I was like, hey, I've got this soccer party coming up. It's not this weekend. It's next weekend.
Everybody's got shindigs. They need
yeah.
But mine's not a heavy drinking crowd, dude. It's yeah. parents. Mm-hmm. It's going to be during the day. It's a pizza party for the kids.
Wait till they get that Surfside in them.
Well, the 7 and 8-year-olds will not be having yeah. Surfside. But the parents may have some Surfside. Right. I'll have some beer. I'll have some wine. I'll have all that sort of stuff. But Valdez, he knows Valdez so well. He was like, There were six cases. There were variety packs. There was the iced tea. There was the lemonade. There was the strawberry for EB. And he said, you have to save the green tea for Valdez.
Oh, that's his thing.
Yeah, that's because Valdez.
That's my, yeah, that's my favorite.
Green teas.
That's my strawberry lemonade.
Yeah.
Right. So, by the way, me and Bobby, I'm going to take full credit
on this.
I
like to feel healthy when, when I'm pounding Surfside.
Booze in your face.
Me and Bobby came up with our new, we made a new drink.
Oh, okay? You did?
Just on the spot?
Yeah, we did. Surf Fusion, okay? Right. So you take Stateside Vodka, which is their original vodka, then, you know, just a little shot of that or whatever, and then you top it off with your strawberry lemonade or your green tea lemonade, whatever, whatever it is that you like.
So just Surf Fusion.
Just a little extra.
So you're in the canned cocktail business now?
We made it
Craft
at the bar.
Cocktail, EB.
We made it at the bar. Just, you know, just a little kick.
How did it taste?
What, is it wonderful?
When 5% alcohol isn't enough?
Is that, you need 19% alcohol.
We just added a little more vodka to it. And it was silly.
It's a double Surfside.
Yes, exactly.
They made a vodka drink at the bar. Good for them.
Yeah.
Well, for years he was with, I think it was called Constellation, sold Modelo.
Yeah. They said Corona.
Corona. And he told me last December when I actually went to his house to pick up some beer for my New Year's party.
I'm sensing a trend. There's a trend here.
You talking about Bobby?
Yes.
You went to his house in Herndon.
Correct.
Yeah, I've been there a few times.
So I went to Bobby.
We'll do anything for free.
I went to Bobby's house. So he told me, he was like, I think I'm finally making the move. There's this company. I'm gonna head over to Surfside. And at that time, I hadn't heard of Surfside. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he told me yesterday that the year, like, I was like, every time I see him, I was like, you guys are blowing up.
Mm-hmm.
That he sold over 500,000 cases.
Right.
And that next year, he projects to sell 1.5 million.
That's a 3X is pretty good. When you 3X your performance, tends to be good for you.
And his whole job is getting Surfside into bars, into places. I think he's got him into Walmart.
Yeah. Well, if you get it in Walmart, there's nothing bigger on the planet than Walmart.
So he's
selling it like from the retail spot. Like,
so
that's it.
Thanks to Bobby. Thanks again to all the guys that came out last night. Met some cool listeners. Jason, this guy Mike, who I don't remember meeting him in person. Maybe I had. But he tweets us all the time. Sports Rule 76.
Okay.
It's funny when you know somebody just from their Twitter handle.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And then you actually meet the person.
Oh, I also got to thank one of the owners of Metropolitan Moving and Storage. Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
I show up at the bar and there's a gift for me. A bit like a wrapped gift, like Christmas. And I open it up. JP, by the way, had already opened the card because he thought immediately it was for him. Because it was from Metropolitan.
No, I texted the guys from Metropolitan Moving.
Jealous.
I texted the guys from Metropolitan Moving and Storage literally hours before. And I said, hey, going to be here. Come by. And then both of them texted, I've got to pick up my sister at the airport. I got this. Like, I know John and Justin.
You. They care about me. So gave me a nice gift. Open it up. Jaden Daniels jersey. They heard me talking about it on
really?
The air.
Really? Very good.
I was going to wear it this morning.
Are you kidding me?
Nice. I just didn't,
The white or the burgundy?
I got a black.
Oh, black.
A black. Nice.
Hey, I would say the black is probably the best kind.
They I definitely could get ketchup on it and won't be as noticeable. But they said they're actually hard to find right now, as you can imagine. Right? I mean, a couple weeks ago, they were the hottest selling jerseys.
They're hot, baby.
They probably still are right up there in the top five.
And
I would imagine.
It's a real silly. It's not a Timu jersey.
Oh, it's a real jersey. I don't think it's their top end, which is like $400 jersey.
Right. Yeah, you wouldn't expect that. You would actually feel bad.
It's a nice replica.
It's
just fine.
It's perfect.
You would feel bad if they got you a $500 jersey.
Hey. Maybe.
It's nice to be a junkie sometimes, EB. It's nice to be a junkie sometimes.
You got to get it signed.
I came there straight from the golf course.
Well, can I imitate EB walking into the appearance?
Sure.
Hunched over,
because he
limping.
Said it was his third straight day of playing golf.
Yeah, yeah. Just
all right. I hope the cameras get this.
Yeah, please.
I've never seen him worse.
Mm-hmm. All right. Here's EB walking into sport and social. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? Was it that bad?
No. Hunched over.
You're not exaggerating.
No.
Dragging himself in.
Looks like you dropped your contact lens.
It's hard, but once I stiffen up after the rounds, hard to stand up straight.
Our buddy Rob looked at him. He's like, what's going on? I was like, he played golf three straight days.
Yeah. That's too much
for him. It takes its toll.
It did take its toll. But I was coming off the golf course, And I show up, and then I'm leaving. I got a case of beer, case of Surfside. Mm-hmm. I got a head cover sticking out of my pocket, and I got a Jake Daniels jersey draped
what
over my shoulder.
For
what a
you.
Day!
Yeah,
hey,
what a day!
It's nice being a junkie, Jason. Take a look at this.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, it was a little bit worrisome there for a minute.
All right, this is JP talking about the fact that he requested tickets to the Steelers Commanders game a few weeks ago.
He did, yes.
He's got a buddy coming, high school buddy, or a longtime friend coming down from where
he lives in Vermont.
Vermont, and he promised him, "Yeah, I'll get you tickets." Right. And he went through Jason Wright, of course, for the Commanders, and he didn't hear back from Jason Wright for weeks.
Radio silence. Yeah. He texted immediately. Yes, I'll take care of you.
Yes.
And then like 9 days passed and I didn't hear from him. And I was like,
told
what do
you
I do?
He would come through.
Dude, I heard that these tickets are like, they're going for a pretty good
they're
premium.
They're like playoff tickets.
Yeah, it's like a really hot ticket.
I think it's one of the most expensive tickets of the year so
far.
I
mean,
I got four of those Blickies.
You squeezed them.
Am I sitting with Josh Harris?
No. Impossible.
Well, there's probably multiple executive suites, but...
You're not sitting... He didn't get you owner suite.
It's Josh Harris.
I don't know. That'll be interesting.
How did John Paul Flynn get in the owner suite?
I don't think so, but...
I'm going to bet against it.
I think when we had our dinner, he kind of said that we could go into the owner suite.
That's Magic Johnson's seat.
Him and Magic. How many times is JP going to tell Magic Johnson, hey, you should come on the show?
He's been on the show.
He's been on the show twice. In studio. Yeah, I love your Josh Harris.
Thank
I think
you.
It's really
thank
good.
Thank you. Appreciate
well,
that.
Well, so
thank
those are the executive. Those are
so
awesome.
Can we
awesome
point out
seats.
All the other owners that will be in the suite?
Mark Ayn will be there. JP will probably he'll probably try to take his seat.
Yeah.
Magic will be there. Who are the other minor?
Mitch Rails.
Mitchell Rails. Yeah, let's not forget him.
His art gallery.
Yeah. Cake said he's going to go to his art gallery. He's full of crap. Never showed up. These are the illuminaries that are going to be in the box.
What about the Sixers? Don't you care about the Sixers?
I don't care about Joel Embiid, like, shoves reporters. They're second fiddle to me. They're basically dead to me.
Right. What about
the Devils? Your caps are red hot. I tip my cap to them.
Does he own a soccer team, too?
Crystal Palace.
Yeah, are they good?
I couldn't tell you. It's called an afterthought, Mr. Bickle.
Right.
So good for you. Nice score, JP. Well done.
What? Why do you say? Let me see. I didn't see the text, or I didn't see the picture, or what is it? Like, why do you say you think you might be sitting with Josh?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, probably not. But it just says executive suite.
Oh,
and I just remember when we had
that's not the owner suite.
I know, but when we had the dinner with him, he said something to that effect.
Yeah, he ain't taking you to go see the owner.
You never know.
I don't care.
He's a powerful guy.
I would have been cool with nosebleeds. Now, the advantage is it's probably going to rain.
Yeah.
Looks like I'm going to be covered.
Yeah. Parking pass?
Yes.
Very good. I mean, it's, it's very important.
It's a 1 o'clock game.
1 o'clock kick.
Yes.
It's a big one.
It turns out, I guess we're going to come home Saturday night, Jay. We were going to stay. I got to cancel the hotel for the second night. I mean, why?
Pulling the plug.
The game will be over at 7:30. Why am I going to stay? I'm only 2.5 hours away. Just drive home.
Save like $200.
Save a couple $100.
Sure.
Right. Yeah. Get your hotel buns.
No. My youngest is with me. I mean,
That would be weird.
Yeah.
That'd be a bizarre thing.
It'd be very bizarre. Yeah. That'd be like you'd go to prison stuff.
Hey, quick question. So last night, my buddies Ryan and Eric came out, and they're actually going to this DC's Dancing Stars gala that my wife is dancing in. That's Saturday night at the Four Seasons Hotel.
Are they dancing with your wife too?
They are not. They are not. They're just probably getting hammered and just having a good time.
Right.
But they start asking me yesterday, and I paid zero attention to this the whole time. It's black tie, and they said, "Do you have your tux?" I never got a tux.
You better go to Men's Warehouse, brother.
I thought black tie. I mean, I pretty much believe it's tux, but part of me was like, I can just wear a dark suit and a tie.
Probably.
I have to get a tux?
I don't know.
I have no
idea. You're asking the wrong guys.
Yeah, I mean, you're asking the wrong crew, but black tie usually means, I think can't usually means tux.
You it means they definitely want suit. You to be dressed up very
Why
much.
Why can't you just wear a dark suit with a black tie?
Yeah.
That's you, what I was thinking.
You could, but it
a lot
yeah,
of people do that.
You could. It just means they want you to be very dressed up.
I don't think you need a tux.
They don't want you showing up with the collar open and your chest hair sticking out.
Right.
Bob Google says you need a tux.
Yeah, I might have to. Can you rent one?
I don't think
one?
You have to.
No, I know you can rent one, but on one day's notice?
Probably.
It's not prom season.
Yeah, right.
Of course you can. Okay. I mean, if you try to do it like in late May, probably not. But it's freaking November. I think you're probably okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go rent a tux today.
When you're renting it, it's $300 or whatever it costs.
Oh, yeah, and you got to get a bouquet of flowers for your wife afterwards to present her.
Ah. Didn't realize that.
You know that. You know her partner's going to give her some flowers.
Yeah, he might make flowers.
Yeah. His partner's got a girlfriend.
Give her more than that. Yeah. Oh, his partner's got a girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah. She's a dancer, that too.
Yeah, made flowers maybe you should dance with her.
That was a bad read on your part.
It makes me sad.
I don't know why you take such enjoyment in teasing me about it.
Because it's so erotic.
It is.
Right?
Sure.
Yeah,
she did.
What's more erotic?
Stimulating.
She did her dress rehearsal last week, and at the end, like they had a pause. They're like, she came back. I watch this stuff like I'm Jaden Daniels watching film.
Yeah.
Except I don't really care.
Yeah.
And she's like, I think I need to add a flip at the end.
Oh,
a flip.
A flip.
Yeah.
You know what they say is you make love how you dance.
Right. I'm telling you, I'll take that.
I got the hotel room after.
Dancing, like, what kind of dance is she doing? What's the name of this particular dance?
She's actually doing three
all right.
in one.
She's doing
it's
a
like
tango?
The waltz.
Like the tango.
I think the waltz, tango, and rumba.
I think the tango is supposed to be like, you're basically having sex.
Yeah.
Well, she's like definitely she definitely straddles him like on a twirl, like he's throwing her around and stuff.
You might want to skip it. I might just get drunk.
Maybe I don't get that tux. Save a little money.
Save your cash. Right.
Just whip out the old suit.
Right.
Old dark suit. All right, got to take a break. It is a Football Friday here on The Fan. 800-636-1067 is the number. We're the Junkies coming.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide. The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Right back. Hey, so today you can join me and in the commercials, if you listen, a Commanders legend.
Ooh.
The Washington legend. I heard it's probably B. Mitch, but I'm not 100% positive.
Okay, good.
At the Verizon store in Rockville. Be there from 5 to 6:30.
Man, you're out of everywhere.
1701 Rockville Pike. Come out, talk some football, hang out. Mm-hmm. Should be a good time. 5 till 6:30 on Rockville Pike.
Excellent. Co-branded appearance.
Yeah, but I know B. Mitch hasn't done the show. Like, I guess I heard... Logan Paulson doing the show yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Why is B. Mitch been
with
out?
J.P. Finley.
I didn't even know.
And J.P. a couple times says, yeah, it must be nice being B. Mitch. He's out for a couple days right during the football season. Like, right.
He's always got stuff going on.
Yeah, yeah. But I believe he's going to be there.
I was going to stop by because they did it in Ashburn yesterday, right, Matt?
Matt doesn't know. He has no idea.
I'm not sure.
I think they were in Ashburn. I think they were over at Commander's Park. Mm-hmm.
I believe you're right.
I was going to stop by over there and I don't know.
You were going to, but then you
hang out.
Chose not to.
Do some radio with them?
Well, I mean, do a segment maybe if they were talking about something interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't.
What'd you do instead?
Went and hit golf balls. Well, I walked my dog, got home, walked my dog, and then helped my wife do a couple things. She's got a big project going on. And then I went and hit balls.
Nice.
Because the weather was awesome.
I couldn't find
anybody to play, so I just went and hit balls.
I have to say, I bragged to Valdez. Nobody cares what you shoot. Another 79 yesterday.
Good. Very good.
Even par on the front, and then a collapse on the back. Mm. But held on.
Very good.
For the 79, Cakes.
Very good.
Nice. Excellent. How many putts?
36. I mean, I had 73 all over that. I mean, easy. But what are you going to do? I chipped better. I chipped better.
And Putting in the time.
My ball striking was really good in the first nine, back nine. Eh.
We've got Bill Roth covers the Hokies. Talk about the Hokies Clemson game joining us at 6:45. But why don't we open up the Junkie Sports page? You had a fun game last night.
Yeah,
Did you stay up for the whole thing, Valdez? Did you go to bed? I think at halftime, was it like 7-7 at halftime?
It was 14-7.
14-7, yeah. When I went to bed, it was 7-7.
Since he was up 14-7.
I stayed up for the whole thing.
Yeah.
Well, I stayed up for the first drive.
Did you, Valdez? What did
and
you
I
did?
Was happy because I got Chase Brown in a league, and I said, all right, this might be a good day. So, but yeah, Valdez, I'm
did
sure
you get negative points
up.
For the fumble?
Of course.
Did you stay up, Matt?
I stayed up for the entire game.
Oh, you never considered going to bed and doing a lurch?
I did. I had, there was a point in the game where it was 21-7 and the Bengals had the ball.
Yeah.
And Marlon Humphrey, not Humphreys, I'm so tired of announcers and people saying
Why
Humphreys.
Do they do that?
I don't know. Get left and right.
They botch his name left and right.
Mm-hmm.
He punched the ball out.
Yep.
And then the Ravens scored, and I said, well, I got to stay up.
Mm-hmm.
And then right.
Long touchdown pass
yeah.
down the sideline.
Yeah, so I stayed up. I was at the point of going to bed, and I think that was like around 10:15, 10:30-ish when right. that happened.
Mm-hmm.
So stayed up, watched it, won 3 hours of sleep.
What did you watch it in silence, or are you texting your dad?
I typically don't. I'm without phone.
He's in his fortress of solitude.
Yeah, I watched the game, and I'm making mental notes the entire game.
So he was 21-7, and then when did Brown did he fumble in Cincinnati territory, or were they driving?
It was like their own 40. Own 40.
All right.
It wasn't deep in the territory, but it was.
So that kind of flipped the script. That was a big play.
It flipped the entire momentum of the game.
Yeah, right.
The
there.
Ravens scored their last four drives. Touchdowns.
Yeah. Well, Lamar's having an unbelievable year.
Great.
20 touchdowns, 2 picks. His overall QBR, I believe, is best in the league.
Joe Burrow said this before the game. I guess it was maybe, might have been before the first game or after the first matchup, which was a great game, too.
Mm-hmm.
Said you have to play perfect against the Ravens. And they didn't play perfect. You know what? They went for it before the last drive. All right. They lose 35-34 because with 38 seconds left, they decided to go for two to try and take the lead,
mm-hmm.
which they didn't get. Controversial play to some extent. Looked like
there was
a holding on Gesicki.
100%.
Defensive holding. And
there was 100% holding.
Joe Burrow got hit in the face mask.
Yeah. I mean, I'm over refs botching and missing calls because it happens every single week in every game.
Yeah.
I just expect it now.
And I'm sure that Ravens had some plays that were missed too, but that was clear.
But the previous drive to that, they had the ball, I think it was right around the 35-yard line, 3rd and 2, and Burrow threw it deep. They knew they were going to go for it. I guess they weren't going to kick a long field goal. I guess they realize against the Ravens, or they believe you need touchdowns, mm-hmm. not field goals. And then they threw another deep pass, I think, to Burton that just missed. So they turned it over there. Can you punch up how many fourth downs they went for?
That's a lot.
I feel like they maybe went for like 10 fourth downs in the game.
You remember how maybe it was like 3 years ago when you used to face the Chiefs, you would go for every single fourth down.
They just went for four.
You would go for it in the goal line to try and get 7, not 3, because that's what you had to do to
the
Chiefs.
Well, you had to keep up with them, yeah.
it's weird that that's now the formula for the Ravens. They're using the Chiefs kind of formula where you got to keep the foot on the gas.
Yeah, if you're going to play the Ravens. High octane teams, like that should be your MO.
Lamar didn't even run for much. He ran for 33 yards, but he's in such control, and the guys seem to get so open. Mark Andrews must have been open by 10 yards on one of the touchdown passes. Just juked a linebacker who looked lost in the sauce. Then he had kind of a variation of the play that Tebow used to run a lot, where you fake the run, and then you pull up and throw the pass. His was kind of... looked like it was going to be a quarterback sweep. He's running to the right.
The pass to Aguilar.
Defense comes up, and he's like,
oh, yeah, that was nice.
Wide open.
Beautiful play.
Had another one. But I saw this morning. This is from Optistats.
All right.
There have been two instances in NFL history where a quarterback had 30-plus completions, 300-plus passing yards, 4-plus touchdown passes, and multiple 40-plus yard touchdown passes, and no more than one interception. And still lost.
How many times has that
happened? Both times it's been Joe Burrow against the Ravens.
Bad luck,
was
Burrow.
Was that both times this year?
Yes.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow is 1-10 facing Lamar Jackson. Ooh. Just want to let people know that.
That's crazy.
You know, I'm glad you're putting that out there.
Wow.
Well, I mean, he's doing his part, putting up 430 yards and four scores.
He needs to get himself a Lamar Jackson voodoo doll and start putting pins in that thing before he faces him. If he's 1-10 against him.
Yeah, the Bengals can beat Tyler Huntley in the playoffs. They can beat Josh Johnson.
And by the way,
if you struggle against Lamar.
In fantasy leagues, if you face Jamar Chase, and Lamar, Joe Burrow, any of those, probably Chase Brown. I mean, well, especially Jamar Chase, your weekend is already over.
Okay, because I was facing Lamar last night. He scored 52 points against me.
Yeah.
But who did I have?
You had Jamar.
I had Jamar.
Yeah.
67 points.
It's a pretty good guy to combat Lamar.
So I'm up 67-52 or whatever
it is. The artist formerly known as Eric Wadden, Ewad, who used to work on our show.
Who's that guy?
I'm facing him in a Dynasty Fantasy Football League.
All right.
He trotted out Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase on his team. I countered with Justice Hill. Mm. What do you think the score of that game is after Thursday night? I'll tell you, 97-1.8.
Justice Hill gave you 0 points, I believe.
Or maybe, I'm the nail.
He probably gave you 0 points.
He gave me 1.8 points.
Oh, he gave you 2 points.
But consider what Valdez is saying about the record that Joe Burrow has. And yet, in those games against the Baltimore Ravens, with that record, with just one win and losing 9 times or 10 times?
I think last night was 10. So, yes.
1-10.
Mm. He has a passer rating in those games of 105 with 21 touchdowns and only 5 picks.
And he's 1-10.
1-10.
That's why you don't overrate quarterback wins, because that's a great game by Burrow, but he takes a big fat L.
But he's facing a better quarterback.
Big L.
If you think about the first game, what was the difference? Joe Burrow threw an interception before the game tying drive. And in this game, to me, I thought it was a little reckless. He threw it deep twice on that drive before the last touchdown drives. And he didn't connect. And they turned over the ball. Ravens took the lead. Cincinnati got it back, did score, but didn't get the 2-point conversion.
I read that Kyle Hamilton hurt his ankle.
Yeah, I wanted to say that.
How bad is it?
I don't know. It was non-contact.
He kind of stepped. Oh. It looked like almost stepped on Gesicki's foot,
It looked very funky. If I had to predict, I don't know. I don't think he'll play against the Steelers, even with the extra 3 days rest. But the defense is already hemorrhaging yardage and points. I mean, you can do whatever you want.
You just have your way with the Ravens secondary.
You can't run on them, though, but you can pass.
Well, why would you run?
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, you can do whatever you want against this team through the air.
Burrow did get hit a ton. I know he was only sacked 3 times, but he got hit a lot.
So Chase Brown finished with 42 yards. They only rushed for 49. He did score, but he also had that key fumble.
They were honestly using dump offs as a run, and that should be a formula for every team moving forward against the Ravens. But Hamilton being out is a massive, massive loss. And if it's extended, I mean, you might as well kiss the Super Bowl goodbye if he's out for the regular season, because the defense already sucks.
Well, let's see how bad it is.
And I'm hoping it's only a couple weeks.
Yeah, hopefully it's not long term.
It's a severe twist.
Yeah.
They only had 3 sacks, but had 13 quarterback hits.
Yeah, they were.
They need a better
Joe
offensive
Burrow.
Line in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
What's their record now?
4-6. Let's see their remaining games.
Still in it.
So seven games left. They've got to play in LA to play the Chargers. Then they play the Steelers, Cowboys on the road. They do get the Titans and the Browns and the Broncos at home. And they got some teams. They got some teams they can beat. But 4-6 is going to be tough to come back from.
I believe the Bengals went to the Super Bowl when they had the worst ranked offensive line in the league. So they can get around it. But I hate that going for 2-point conversion at the end of the game with 38 seconds left.
That's a lot. Yeah.
First off, 2-point conversion is 48%. Coin toss is 50. So you're already down there. But 38 seconds and two timeouts for Ravens? Like,
they
that's
can easily
all day
go down
to
the
kick
field.
A field goal.
Yeah, I mean, if there's 6 seconds left, that's one thing.
Not when Justin Tucker sucks now.
Well, still, any kicker in the NFL, you can put him in range.
That's an extra point.
that usually doesn't happen.
That is joy.
I know, but how many kicks has he missed on the year? Honestly.
Honestly? 5.
Yeah, he might be washed.
Justin Tucker sucks.
I can't he's done a lot for you, bro. Yeah,
I know, but what have you done for me lately? What have you done for me lately?
No, he's well, that's what happens when you're in league 15 years.
Is that what you're going to do when Lamar struggles 1 year?
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Next man up.
No, you're not doing
that. I'm not a fan of the Baltimore Lamars or the Baltimore Tuckers. I root for the Ravens. If you're not helping the Ravens, see ya.
He's ready to move on.
Yeah.
I'm not.
What have you done for me lately?
And practical, that guy.
I don't reward you for what you've done in the past.
Why? He's got the track record.
Valdez Belichick over there. Yeah. He'd rather get rid of him a year early than a year too late.
EB's 33rd in field goal percentage this year.
That's crazy.
15 for 19.
Sucks.
That's not horrible.
We've had way worse.
33rd in accuracy? That's not great.
That's not great, but 15 and 19.
32 teams.
Hey, your up and down percentage is better than Tucker's field goal percentage.
No, it's not. Mine's 20%.
But all the kicks that he's missed are 50+.
There you go.
I think people hit 50.
Of course, but they don't hit them at the same rate you do.
It's a can of corn.
How many extra points has he missed? One?
This year?
Yeah.
This year might be two.
He's missed, hold on.
One, 37 for 38.
Yeah, one. Sorry.
You're going to miss one. He's not washed. You know what? You cut him.
I will.
Yeah.
I would go right up to him and say, see ya.
You say, your work is done here?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Here's your service.
It was an awesome game.
Don't ever let Valdez say, it's just sports. This guy's serious.
Of course.
He's so
always
serious.
Said that. 800-636-1067 is the number if you want to chime in. Same number on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. You can hit us up on X at Junks Radio where you can vote on our poll of the day. Who wins, Steelers or Commanders? Coming up next, we'll talk a little college football. Bill Roth covers the Hokies. He's the voice of the Hokies. Joins us next here on the Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. Coming up at 7 o'clock. We'll hit the skins, start diving into Commanders Steelers, huge game on Sunday. It is a football Friday, and we're going to talk a little college football right now. Joining us is our pal Bill Roth, voice of the Hokies. They take on Clemson, which you can listen to right here on 106.7 The Fan. Pre-game starts at 1:30. Morning, Bill.
Good morning, guys. Good to be with you.
Hey, Bill.
So a lot of strategy questions from the boys today.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, before we get into the Clemson game, first of all, the defense completely collapsed in the second half, and in the overtime they allowed 5 touchdowns, so that's not good. But everyone is wondering, you blow a 21-3 lead, but everyone is wondering, and probably talked about it after the game. I watched the entire press conference, but why you sit on timeouts and just elect to go to OT when you got one of the best kickers in the country in John Love, and you call some timeouts, get the ball back, possibly move the ball into a possible long range field goal in regulation instead of just going to OT. And obviously we know what happened in OT. So your thoughts on that, and what was your reaction watching it and calling it?
I thought initially I was surprised that they didn't take timeouts during Syracuse's drive.
Yeah.
Even then when there were about 4 minutes left. And the reason that I was surprised at that point was I thought maybe Syracuse goes for two and goes for the win. Mm. And you'd never get the ball. In other words, Syracuse runs it down and then you don't even get the ball back.
Right.
And you end the game with 3 timeouts. So I was curious about it. They did ask him in the press conference, Coach Pry's press conference about it, and he said that they were going to review how they're doing their time management at the end, because it happened a couple of earlier times this season, too. So they, I think if they had to do it over, they would do it different.
Yeah. I know it's
that's
easy
not
to
a
say
great
that.
Answer.
Yeah.
I think that's a no-brainer.
What's been your I know that you talk to the coaches all the time, but what's been your overall grade of the staff, including Pry, with in-game decisions for the year?
Oh, you know, I think every coaching staff that has a season like this goes back and say, man, we could do it differently. This is the stat Andy Bitter, who covers Tech for one of the – for Tech Sideline here, had a really interesting stat that – it'll make you throw your phone if you're a Hokie fan. But if the game's ended at the two-minute media timeout in the fourth quarter with 2 minutes to go in the game, the first nine games, Virginia Tech's record would be 8-0-1.
Yeah.
They've been ahead with 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter in eight games, and the other was tied. Now, you are what you are, which is 5-4. And I think on one side, it shows how close you are, right? I mean, it's not like they're bad. They've been ahead of – they had a two-score lead on Miami in the fourth quarter with 7.5 minutes to go, right? They're not bad. They're basically like a baseball team that keeps blowing a ninth-inning lead.
Can't finish.
They need a bullpen, yeah.
Can't finish.
Cross sport metaphor, so to speak. But I think that they've got – whether it's mental or they're getting tired. I don't know how they could be tired. Mm-hmm. It wasn't hot at Syracuse. I just think that maybe it's a mental thing for the guys. They had two or three busts defensively in the second half at Syracuse that they hadn't had all game. Guys,
well, Mansoor's got to make that tackle. It's just one of those plays where you say, oh, that's the reason we lost. You've got to make that tackle. You have to.
You know, I do think it's really easy. It's really easy to second guess coaches when you have a bunch of close losses, and that's kind of what the fans do, and
I get it, but
you know, the thing is, they go to Syracuse, they're without Drones and they're without Tootin, who are what, 95% of the rushing offense, and they run for 255 yards. They had a great game plan there. They seemingly have the game won, and then it slips away. But we said that at Vanderbilt, and we said that at Miami. So, you know, I think it's the same old song that keeps repeating for Tech fans. It's frustrating. You know, that being said, I think they got it. If they hold on to the ball, they got a shot to beat Clemson tomorrow. So I think that's what's exciting about it. And this isn't.
I don't have a good vibe. All right, well, fill us in. I know that Pry talked about it. He said both Drones and Tootin were questionable. They were kind of a surprise. Tootin, not so much, but Drones, kind of a surprise that he didn't go. But he's been battling that foot injury all year. I mean, you can see he just limps off the field. So talk to me about those two guys. Do you think they're going to go?
Well, they're going to try. So I'm not sure the Drone should have played in the Georgia Tech game, but he did. You're right. I mean, he wasn't 100%. And I went on the field before the game Saturday. Actually, we were on the air, and I actually – that first half hour of our pregame show, I don't have any responsibilities. So at the Dome in Syracuse, I popped down to the field, and Kyren was out there throwing around. I talked with him a little bit. And you know, sometimes coaches do this gamesmanship, game time decision. Like, in that instance, it actually was. Like, 10 minutes before the game or 15 minutes before the game, they said, Nat, take your pads off. You're not playing. Mm-hmm. It was that close. I think he needed some time off. Mm-hmm. And they made him play against Georgia Tech, and it didn't get better. And so we'll see. I hope, hopefully he can go. But I thought Colin Schley played really well in relief.
He did, but Clemson's a different animal.
You know, well, here's what's interesting about Clemson. You know, they're not a very good run defense.
No, that's
and,
true.
And if Tootin's healthy and the Hokies can run the ball, they get a good shot. This isn't a great Clemson team. It's a very good Clemson team. But at this point, it doesn't look like a playoff contender.
No.
You know, if you look at Clemson, they didn't have a single player first team all ACC offense. That never happens, does it?
Right. You know, and Bill, Clemson has to be scratching their head. They had 450 yards of offense against Louisville. They didn't turn the ball over. They had 31 first downs, and they still lose at home by 12 points. Like that's going to be an ordinary bunch coming in.
Yeah, they didn't score.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't that close. I mean, Louisville, that could have been a 41-10 kind of game. Louisville just ran all over them. And, you know, they're ninth in the ACC in rushing defense. Clemson. That's very unusual for them. So, but what they do a really good job at is they have only turned the ball over four times all year. So they don't make mistakes. And that's how they're winning games. And when they played two pretty good teams, Louisville and Georgia, they got boat raced.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping for a little Lane Stadium magic tomorrow. And I'll say this about Pry and the team. Like, they've been really good at bouncing back from disheartening games. You know, they came back after Vandy and did well. They came back after the Miami game and ripped off three wins in a row. So hopefully they can do it again. And again, repeating, not to sound like a shill for the team, but, you know, when you have a team that's ahead with 2 minutes to go, you're doing a lot of things right.
Yeah.
And they just got to figure out a way to close it. And it could be mental, right? Like, once they win one of these close ones, they've lost 11 straight in one-score games. Once they win one of these close ones, maybe they turn it around. But, you know, they've got a really nice roster. I don't know if you guys saw Antoine Power Island is a semifinalist for the Lombardi Award.
Yeah.
He leads the league in sacks.
Yep.
Yeah, they've got, I think, going back to August, they've got a nice roster. I mean, they've got some really good players on both sides of the ball that are going to play in the league. The other guy that's I'm a little bit concerned about injury-wise, and again, we'll know tomorrow, is Delane. I don't know if he's going to go.
Yeah.
And that's a concern. So Delane and Drones and Tootin are the three guys from Virginia Tech that you're a little bit worried about. And Clemson's got some guys out, too. As I watched their game last week, they've got a defensive tackle. Capehart is out, and their cornerback, Lewis, are not on their depth chart. So those are two guys that started last week. So it's that time of year where you get into depth and figure out a way to, even if it's an ugly win, figure out a way to win a game.
All right. Hope you're right. All right, good time. Always good talking to you, Bill. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks. Let's get a win.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
All right, buddy.
All right, thank you, buddy.
Pre-game starts at 1:30. You can listen to the Hokies. Football game starting at 1:30 right here on 106.7.
This is kind of a season salvaging game because of all the tough losses they've had. You know, they're out of it in the ACC. If they would have beaten Syracuse, they got an outside shot at possibly getting into the ACC championship. But this would be kind of a salvage game. After all those tough losses. So, and it's Clemson. You always want to beat Clemson.
Coming up next, we hit the skins here on the Junkies.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.